Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jeffrey Zabar is here, too. Jeff is a 20-year-plus member of our Brain Trust. He is a wordsmith extraordinaire. He makes his living as a wordsmith, helping people put their best foot forward in the marketplace. He's an award-winning journalist. I was there when he got the award, so I can confirm that. No hearsay on that front. He's the author of 3 books on being home base. That means he made it look good before it was cool. He's our good friend Jeffrey. Welcome back.
Always a pleasure to be with you. Thanks for having me, and thanks for keeping me around.
It's a pleasure to have you here. We like having you on the show. Hey, Jeffrey, we're wrapping up the year. It's a time when people have – there's a lot of stuff going on. Where, as I wrote in an article recently, we're trying to push to the end of the year to make this year be all it can be. We're simultaneously trying to get things cleaned up and straightened up where we can launch the new year effectively. And then there's all this other stuff, the holiday stuff and the obligation and the feeling, the need to connect with people. There's just a lot. December's a tough month, isn't it?
It really is, and we have all sorts of, if you will, divided, you know, sort of loyalties and divided visions. I mean, we're trying to wrap up our business. We're trying to, you know, take measure of where we are now versus where we were then and where we want to be, you know, a year ago and where we want to be a year from now. Meanwhile, our clients are out there. And so whether there's client work to be done or just client appreciation to be served up, I think there's a lot that goes on. We often and our clients are going through it as well.
Well, yeah. So what you just did is you added an order of magnitude, a force multiplier almost, onto our own goals. Our customers, yeah, they've got their issues, and hopefully, if they're, you know, we're praying every day that they'll ask us for help with that, right? So that's just a force multiplier on our intensity, right?
Exactly, and you layer atop that, it's the holidays. So everyone's mind is elsewhere. Even, you know, we as humans, we have this ability to both compartmentalize and open up all those packages at one time. So we have we're looking at our own station and stature and where we are, where we've come from, where we're going, where we want to be. We, you know, think about our clients and what they're doing. Then our clients are doing that as well. So, you know, it's a time to not sound trite, but it's obviously a time to give thanks and to, you know, thankfully we are where we are, especially for the entrepreneurs out there listening. You know,
it is a reflective period, isn't it? This 30 days or so is a reflective period.
It naturally is.
And that's a good thing, isn't it? I mean, we really should be hauled up a little bit and say, okay, you know, what's the meaning of all this, right?
Well, we should, and if we don't, you know, and also, I mean, I've had years where year end is insane busy, and it sort of saps that opportunity to be reflective, to thank you, whether you're thanking or taking stock or just sitting back for a moment and saying, you know, again, where was I, where am I, where do I want to be? We really should take that opportunity. And it might be a matter of making time to take that opportunity because, you know, if you don't plan, you don't know where you're going. You don't, you know, you may end up somewhere, but it's not necessarily where you meant to be. And this is the time to do it. And so even amid all the crunch and chaos and the cacophony of the holidays, and there's so much noise out there in literal and figurative senses, it's important that we take that opportunity to just step back and take stock and see where we want to be this time next year. Where do we want to have gone? So you don't end up sort of by happenstance. And I think the business plan, you know, when you start your business, you know, business execs and thinkers and all the books will tell you you've got to write a business plan. And they tell you to, revisit it. But often we don't. You know, we don't come back to think, and not even in some big sense where we have a big document in the computer that we're going to come back to and revisit. But even in just the thought
you're right about
thinking
that.
Where we want to be.
I've covered a lot of
where
that.
Where do we want to be?
It's the big thing. The big thing is, and this, as I said earlier, and I wrote an article about this recently, is how do you, you know, how do you split your time in this month between wrapping up the old year and getting ready for the new year? Because you know, I can remember being working for a company as you know, in sales many decades ago, and I was a hero at the Christmas party, but then on January the 3rd, I was a bum. What have you done for me lately? You know, so I had to, and businesses are like that too. You know, when the clock rolls around, when the new year dawns, if you're sitting there thinking, okay, you know, where do I go from here? If you don't have something already in the box, you know, you're kind of lost. And so it's a real challenge pulling all this together. And I'll tell you something else. It's one of the reasons why, as you said earlier, your planning is important. And so even though starting to plan now for this year is not great, it's too late. You can do the one for next year, Jeff, because one of the things I try to do is not ask anybody, and I'm talking about B2B, in a B2B side, not retail. In a B2B side, right. Don't plan on get yourself to the point where you don't have to ask anybody for business in December. You don't ask anybody for a business decision in December for this year. What you're doing in December is you're putting things in service that you've already sold. What do you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think, you know, you and I have had the conversation where I've spoken about that, what I used to call the Seinfeld frame of mind, you know, Thursday night, that sort of must-see TV, just where everything's very casual. I never wanted to make a sales call on a Monday or Tuesday, maybe not on Wednesday, but Thursday and Friday, people are in a much different frame of mind, and especially if you want to try and hit them up for business or just plant a seed. And so now is not the time to be, you know, now to me is a good time to sort of not reap it, but go out there and just foster those relationships too, whether you send cards, whether you, you know, just acknowledge what people have done for you. Now's a great time to sort of just give thanks and to remind people you're there, but I'm not going out selling, you know,
well,
I'm not going out to say, hey, I'm just going out, maybe reminding.
Well, what I used to try to do is I tried to have my year done. Obviously the goal was to have your year done by October 1st, but you know, a lot of times it would be later. But then when you go visit your folks, just have a nice visit. And then during that time, next year will come up and you'll say, well, you know, and you can let them bring up next year. That's a great feeling.
Absolutely.
When you got your year made. And folks, I have to tell you, I worked on that really hard. It took a long time to get to that point. It doesn't happen overnight. It takes years of practice. Jeffrey Zabar and I will be right back. It's 20 after. Jim Blessing here. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.